This is the Amplified Radio Network.
listening to the Amplified Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. If you missed any of the show, or you just want to hear it again, you can subscribe to the podcast feed on all podcast directories. Just log on to amplifiedradio.ca. We'll be airing exclusive content only on our website and podcast feed. There are monthly artist interviews, spotlights, and DJ mixes. Big thank you to the regular listeners and the new listeners. If you like what you hear, tell a friend. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this episode of the show. This is Carlo Leo with K-Town Shuffle. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Bird Note. It's a cool morning in the ranch country of the West. A black-billed magpie cuts a dash amidst the open habitat. flying parallel to the road with deliberate wing beats. It flashes its black and white wings like a semaphore, its tail fluttering behind, the plumes longer than its body. The March trees are still bare. The magpie's raspy call is bold as brass. Like its nest, a rough, bulky sphere of sticks nearly 3 feet across, with entrance ports on the sides, sitting in plain view. Black-billed magpies are omnivorous, like their close relations, the jays and crows. They'll even hitch a ride on a steer to pluck ticks from its hide, which goes some way to explaining why magpies are such survivors. The bison herds they once depended upon are greatly diminished. And although they've had a long history of run-ins with ranchers, they've persisted. And when the morning light catches one, perching just right, its wings and tail shimmer with iridescent blue and green. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.